This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
ليلة عظيمة مباركة يسن فيها الاكثار من الصلاة على سيدي مولاي رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه من كل عمل صالح. The night of Jumu'ah is a blessed night, a lot of barakah in the night. The sunnah is to increase your salah upon the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and every good deed. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن محمد ابن أبي كبشة الأنماري عن أبيه قال لما كان في غزوة تبوك تسارع الناس إلى أهل الحجر يدخلون عليهم. This hadith is in the collection of Imam Ahmad. It has a reasonable chain of narration made to us by Muhammad ibn Abi Kabsha. Abu Kabsha al-Anmari is one of the Sahaba. Muhammad is a Tabi'i, is a son. And Abu Kabsha is one of the Sahaba who was there for the Battle of Tabuk. And this is within the theme, of course, of istiqama, or incorruptibility, or anti-corruption, or integrity, or whatever you want to call it. It's istiqama in our deen. It's a really important part of what we stand for. This is a beautiful hadith. It's a bit long, but it's very meaningful. And it tells us something that happened when they went for Tabuk. So when they went for, what he said, radiallahu anhu, when people went for Tabuk with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they came across the place called Al-Hijr. So Al-Hijr is where Thamud was, right? This way, Al-Ahqaf is where Ad was. Al-Hijr is where Thamud was. So they came by Masakin Thamud, which is called Al-Hijr. And they saw where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished the people of Salih alayhi salam. So they ran into the area, you're checking things out. فَلَمَّا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ نَادَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةً. When the Prophet ﷺ saw them do that, he said, الصَّلَاةُ جَامِعَةً, meaning everyone needs to come for salah immediately. So they came. يَقُولُ فَأَتَيْتُ فَإِذَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَاقِفٌ مُمْسِكٌ بِبَعِيرِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ is standing and he's holding on to his camel. يقول ما تدخلون على قوم غضب الله عليهم. Why are you running into the homes and the places, the placements of the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them his wrath, where the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was shown to these people? Why are you in such a hurry to go see them? فقالوا نعجب منهم يا رسول الله. We went to be in awe of what they did. العجب, يعني, is for you to, it's curiosity, and it's also wanting to kind of see what happened. And فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا أنبئكم بما هو أعجب من ذلك. How about something more interesting than that? رجل من أنفسكم بعثه الله فيكم يعلمكم خبر ما كان قبلكم وما هو كائن بعدكم. How about something, telling you something more interesting? A person, a man amongst you who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to you to teach you what happened before in history was going to come to you. He's speaking of himself عليه الصلاة والسلام. فاستقيموا وسددوا فإن الله لا يعبأ بعذابكم شيئا وسيأتي أقوام لا يحسنون أن يدفعوا عن أنفسهم في شيء. So he said عليه الصلاة والسلام, so فاستقيموا. Something more interesting for you than ruins of some people before you is what you were taught. Why you don't need, they're not going to add to you anything. Something more interesting for you is someone sent to you to explain to you exactly what your history means and where you're going in your future. So listen to it and istaqimu. Follow it clearly. Follow it with integrity, with istiqama. Wasaddidu, and do your best. Saddada is when you try to do your best. You try to hit the target to the best of your ability. You may not always do it, but you're trying your best. Fastaqimu wasaddidu, mean listen to what's being taught to you and try your best. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it costs him nothing to punish any of us. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْبَأُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ شَيْئًا. I mean, it costs him nothing subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish all of us as he punished the people before. Why are you running to a place where his punishment was? Are you that, what are you doing? You know that's where he punished people. So you go and you run there. To do what? To do what? You don't fear. You don't fear Allah's punishment. You think it's an attraction. You want to stand in front and collect $15 for tourism. What are you? This is not a place for that. This is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished people. You go run, what are you running to do? This is a place, if you go there, that's why in other hadith, إِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ فَلَا تَدْخُلُوا إِلَّا بَاكِينَ. If you enter, you only enter in a state of sorrow, of sadness, of crying and tears, of fearfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't get distracted. See, he was very good at that, alayhi salatu wasalam. He's impeccable when it comes to that. Never distracted, ever. Never, not nothing, nothing, nothing distracted him. And the number of things that were there for him to be distracted by were almost endless. But it was the clarity of his vision. He made it seem so easy. Like he made it seem so simple, as if it took no effort. Honestly, it's impossible to do. And he did it with such grace, with such perfection, with such ihsan and excellence that he made it seem as if anyone can do this. Just stay focused, not lose track of what actually matters. And at important moments, pull everyone back. فَاسْتَقِيمُوا وَسَدِّدُوا. Don't run and look at, they're ruins. They don't, be afraid if anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it costs him nothing to punish all of us. And a group of people will come later who will be so lost, they'll have no argument to rebut Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment if it were to come. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him, alayhi salatu wasalam, he wouldn't punish his ummah. But there will be, what he's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, that people will come later who have no reason not to be punished. There's no reason. Like if you compare them to all the people before them, there's no reason for them not to be punished. They're worse than the people who were punished before them. But because of the promise he gave me, he won't. But a people like that will come. Why? Because they're so distracted and they're so unfocused and they lost their istiqamah and they lost their sadad and they lost their clarity that they are worse than the people who were punished before them. And that's the scary part of this hadith. He actually took a moment to point that out. A time will come where living in this area are people who are more worthy of punishment than those who came before them, and they'll have nothing to defend themselves with. لا يدفعون عن أنفسهم بشيء. They have nothing to defend themselves. So don't run into their focus. فاستقيموا. I love that out of all of this, this is what he, فاستقيموا وسددوا. Walk that straight path and do your best. And stay focused. Don't get distracted. It's a meaningful thing these days to... We are at, I'm not convinced, but I know with clarity, with certainty, that this is a very specific turning point in our history as an ummah, at least in our modern history, in the 21st century history of the Muslim ummah. Not everything is going to be documented history, but this moment will be important, this year, and what happens after. What it does and how people behave afterwards and what people decide to do with their lives after this is going to mean something. The Muslims before this and after this, every once in a while that happens. Something occurs and more tazayyul occurs. Tazayyul meaning there's more differentiation between those who know what they're here to do and those who don't. So make sure that these events actually allow you to have more clarity, not less. يروي الإمام أحمد في مسنده بسند حسن عن محمد ابن أبي كبشة الأنماري رضي الله عنه عن أبيه قال لما كان في غزوة تبوك تسارع الناس إلى أهل الحجر يدخلون عليهم فسمع ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فنادى في الناس الصلاة جامعة قال فأتيت فإذا النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم واقف ممسك ببعيره يقول ما تدخلون على قوم غضب الله عليهم فقالوا نعجب من أمرهم يا رسول الله فقال ألا أنبئكم بما هو أعجب من ذلك رجل من أنفسكم بعثه الله بينكم يخبركم خبر ما كان قبلكم وما هو كائن بعدكم فاستقيموا وسددوا فإن الله لا يعبأ بعذابكم شيئا وسيأتي أقوام لا يدفعون عن أنفسهم من عذاب الله بشيء. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك.